Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Session Insanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You don't have to say. Come on, you want to do it with me? Get involved. Get informed. Then open your mouth. That's the easiest way to get things done. The easiest way to make things happen. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time. Look at that you're spending with me, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being just paying attention. You need to pay attention, excuse me. Anyhow, yeah, lots, again, as usual, lots happening in the news. I got to tell you something. What I love about all this is everybody's kind of excited. They actually think that the Dems might be turning on Joe Biden. I'm not so sure that they're turning on Joe Biden. Right? I mean, seriously. I think that they know that, you know, there's going to be some major issues if he tries to run again. And I don't know, you know, turning on someone from me, turning on whatever, would mean that they're totally against, they don't like it. It's just really, I mean, they're not coming up with the real nasty stuff with him. This is probably the easiest way. I'm not totally hurting their brand while still throwing him under the bus, getting him gone, so to speak. 855-REAL-JOE. I'd love to know what you have to say. 855-732-5563. As I always say, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's the only way we all win. That's the only way we all make a difference, right? Man, I love this stuff. Seriously. There's... I know I shouldn't, not like this, but I do. No, even Laura Trump was being interviewed today. She said, looks like somebody at the top said that we're done with Biden. Well, there's only one or two people at the top that any one of us know about. Right? You think Obama's really done with him? I'm not so sure. Laura Trump, the daughter-in-law of former President Trump, told that Todd Starnes earlier today that the President Biden and the media, you know, hypocritically accused Trump of doing what Biden is being accused of right now. But there is a big difference. I wish they'd stop saying, you know, it's the same thing. It's not. It's so much different. And you guys, if you've been listening for any period of time, you already know, right? President has the right, the president, not the wannabe president, not somebody who thinks they're president, has a right to declassify this stuff. Right? But the vice president does not. And these papers that he's got there, he put there, were brought over with him as vice president, not president. She went on to say, I'm sure that there were several other people who knew that those documents were there, and that it just really blows my mind that then you had Joe Biden out there a couple of months ago on 60 Minutes ranting and raving about how, oh, he was so appalled that Donald Trump could possibly take that stuff with him, knew he took that stuff with him. It's terrible. How could that possibly happen? And by the way, I've got a box next to my Corvette. I think that has the papers in it. No, you didn't say that, but you might as well, right? Anyway, I find all this extremely interesting. And at first, see, the reason I don't believe that they're all together on this, because at first they were fighting. The left was fighting. The left-leaning media, the people that fell in the hole on the left, they were fighting. Look, it's a few papers. It's not a big deal. It's nothing like the Trump thing. Probably had them in a drawer, forgot all about them. Right? Think about that. And they were taking that to the bank. And now, nothing. Now you're seeing more and more some of them kind of slipping into that. You know, it's kind of hard to believe he didn't know about these. Although, then again, knowing where he is now, mentally, it could be. Could be he didn't know about any of these. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's got to the point. I wonder how long this report is. Can I pull that off? Maybe. No, I'll wait till the next segment. So Andrea Kay, I'm sorry, I'll have to apologize to her later. MSNBC, ABC, DEFG host Andrea Kay Mitchell scolded a correspondent for using the term pro-life right in the middle of his report. NBC News senior Capitol Hill correspondent Garrett Hawk. He was detailing why Representative Nancy Mace, a Republican of South Carolina, voted for two anti-abortion bills after telling the liberal network she wanted the GOP to focus instead on birth control access. Wait, there's a difference between birth control access, right, and abortion. That's the difference between us and them, where their mind is at. She told reporters after the fact that at the end of the day, she was, as she described herself, a pro-life, accent of a Mace. She felt it was important to vote for these measures despite their potentially politically damaging or politically unappealing appearance. Right? But Mitchell cut him off. Said, mm-mm. Talk about that inside the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. And Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. I know you're tired of hearing it. So then if you're tired of hearing it, then do it. It's really that simple. Okay. Apparently, the term pro-life makes the left crazy. Drives them out of their mind. This is a field reporter on MSNBC's Andrea Mitchell show. Andrea was not happy with his use of the term pro-life. Take a listen.
That at the end of the day, she was, as she described herself, pro-life, and that she felt that it was important to vote for these measures despite their potentially politically damaging or politically unappealing appearance, if you will, for future voters.
Let me just interrupt and say that pro-life is a term that they may, that an entire group wants to use, but that is not an accurate description.
I'm using it because that's the term she used to describe herself, Andrea.
I understand.
Yeah, and, you know, I understand it. I don't give any credibility, so shut up and stop using that term. No, seriously, they get pro-life. Oh, my God. Right? I mean, what's she wants to use pro-choice. Well, what's the choice? The choice is either deliver your baby or kill your baby. Is it really that simple? Is that really a term you want to use? And what makes you think that that's any better than the other term? Right? Pro-life for you. Anyway, you know, she's not being truthful. Because it is pro-life. Because the other one is a choice between life and death. That's what they don't like. They don't like the way it sounds. They don't like the way it goes over. Not my problem. Theirs. Really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. All right. Joe Biden, you know, he's Mr. Sharp. He take on anybody. He'll do, what is it? He'll do sit-ups and push-ups against you. He'll show you who's strong. He'll match his wits next to, because, you know, he was, what was he, top third in his class or something? I mean, all the stuff he lied about. Not a word. Nobody seems to care. So President Biden had a very difficult time trying to remember the name of the Supreme Court nominee. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, the one that he put up, maybe, I don't know. Right? Those are the words of, what do you say? Here, you know what? You know the best way to do this? Let's hear it right from him. Take a listen.
Those are the words of Ketanji Brown Jackson, our Supreme Court Justice.
Hey, Frankie, give me another shot of whiskey, will you? Let's see if I get it right this time.
Those are the words of Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Take this man's keys away from him. I'm telling you. Oh, God bless America. Anyway, you know, a woman seated behind the president was shaking her head. If you can see the clip, was shaking her head in disgust. I'm telling you, as most people listening, right? I mean, just sitting there. Biden also told the Congress that he frequently attended a black church in Wilmington. However, nobody at that church remembers seeing him there. I mean, the lies just keep rolling. And the left keep accommodating. You know that's true. They don't care. They don't care to say a word. Because if they do, you know exactly what happens. They are petrified. And I mean petrified. That they're going to figure out that he's no different. I shouldn't say that. That's not right. Much different. That he's much better than Trump was. Right? He is, as much as they say Trump was a liar, couldn't be trusted, a thief. Trump must have studied Biden. Seriously. And then he gets a little creepy. We're at church, people. He gets a little creepy with the one of the girls here. Listen.
And so many young people are going to do so much more than we were ever able to do. What's your name, honey? Well, it's good to see you. Maybe I can have a picture with you on it before I leave, okay? Is that all right?
For my collection. Oh. Pulls one out of the crowd. Maybe you're not going to get a picture in the parking lot or something. What do you think? It's sick, man. It's extremely sick. And he does this. This is not like a once in a while thing. This happens a lot with this guy. Does he totally believes he can get away with anything. Because I truly believe he is a creature like this. Very much. So he's at a point now where he knows that he'll be covered. People will cover for him. Right? According to USA Today, words like aloha and shalom can be microaggressions. That's right. Over the past few years, popular phrases have been modified or canceled just to appease that cancel culture. You have got to stop doing that. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. Stop appeasing them. Stop allowing them to set the narrative. I've been saying this. You guys, you old-timers listening to the show know, I've been on this mantra for about a dozen years. Stay away. Stay away from allowing them to have the words. Stay away from allowing them to have the definitions. You look at them and you smile and you go, that's nice. Yeah. Aloha. Okay? USA Today posed this question in one of their articles. It's time to stop saying aloha and other culturally sensitive words out of context. The author of the article, David Oliver, went on to say that just because you can say these phrases in certain social scenarios doesn't mean that you should. For example, he argued that if you're not of the Hawaiian culture, you use the word aloha, that it could come off as mockery. No, no. See, it's all in the context. It's all in the way you say it. It's all in the way you mean it. And I guess apparently the people on the right have a few more brain cells that actually work, function, fire in all cylinders. I know. You don't have to be Hawaii. So if I'm in Hawaii and I say aloha to somebody, that's bad. He goes on to say you must have education, knowledge, and foresight to know when and when not to use these words. In other words, I have to have a PhD like he does, or else. He specifically pointed out the popular phrases such as shalom and knee-high as potential problems, especially if you're using a fake accent when you say them. Really? God bless America. Shalom is a universal word. It means peace. What he doesn't have. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for you. Your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House remains mum on the topic of classified documents found in President Biden's possession, even at his private home in Delaware. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre referred reporters to other administration departments.
We are consistent with what we have said on cooperating fully with the Department of Justice on this issue, and we will continue to cooperate fully with the special counsel.
The White House also calling on Republican leaders in Congress to focus on raising the nation's debt ceiling without conditions. Two high-profile conservative lawmakers are now receiving committee assignments after being stripped of them in the Democratic-controlled House in 2021. House Republicans gave Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar spots on the Oversight and Accountability Committee, which plans to launch several investigations into President Biden and his administration. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Welcome to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's what you want to be. You always want to be part of the solution. But don't be part of the solution unless you're well informed. And you don't even have to be an expert in the subject. Just get well informed. Anyway, I always appreciate, again, the time you spent with me. We're talking about a professor who's decided that aloha and shalom can be microaggressions. I don't understand. Would that be the same thing for Italians? Would you say ciao? Right? When people use certain terminologies from other languages, is that how that works? I mean, you're culturally appropriating them? You're making fun of them? I don't think anybody's making fun when they use certain Italian words that they, you know, think they know and they don't. Matter of fact, I find it amusing because they don't know them and try to use them anyway. Gives me a platform to go, what are you, an idiot? If you're going to make fun of me, at least know the word. According to the staff at the USA Today, white folks should just stick to phrases like hello and goodbye. Or see you next time, friend. Really? I am sure if you ask the average Hawaiian, I am sure if you ask the average Jew, and it's not just, yes, the Jews use the word shalom, but it's also, the word shalom is also a term used, you'll hear Christians use it, or I should say more so Christian pastors use it in their teachings. From the pulpit. Are we not the... Can we no longer use that? Right? It's definitely like a what can I say here? It means like go in peace, right? Or you can even use it. Do you know how many different ways you could use this? Right? I mean, I'll be waiting for your call. I mean, I'm looking at a list of how many things it could actually mean. Now I'm going to probably blow this thing up, but au revoir. It's in French for it, right? For goodbye, see you later. Have a safe trip, whatever. You can use it. You use it a million different ways. So, it's Hebrew. It's a Hebrew word. And what's the problem? I mean, if you break it down to where it's used, mostly in the Bible, the true biblical shalom means an inward sense of completeness or wholesomeness, or wholeness, I'm sorry, right? An absence of war or peace. Now, most of the time, when you see it used in the Bible, it's used as a term for, you know, tranquility and peace. Feel safe. But I guess that is cultural appropriation of some kind. And if I could pronounce the other word, I would share what the greeting is. But again, why is that a bad thing? Why would it be so bad for somebody to use a term in another language to wish you peace? These guys are idiots. I'm sorry, they're just looking for something to be offended by. You've heard it over and over and over again, right? And to show you how they use terminology different, how they feel differently about different things. You know, when I go looking for headlines, when I see an issue, a story, something that's popped up, I don't take the one, I don't go looking for the right side viewpoint, if you would. That's not the goal. I go looking at the other news sources and see how they're reporting on it. Because I always get a big kick. Right? And the, I'm sorry, so popped up right in front of me as I was talking. And the way that they term these things, or the titles they put. So I don't know if you're familiar with this, but Riley Gaines is a NCAA, I guess, athlete, if you would. And she's tired of the girls being, you know, beat by men, for all intents and purposes. So she's entered into a lawsuit against the NCAA for allowing transgender students an opportunity to participate in school sports. Now, if you go to Fox or Newsmax or one of those, right, you get her name. You know, so Riley Gaines filed suit against the NCAA for women's rights in sports. You go to the left-leaning sites, and what you get is anti-trans protesters promise to sue the NCAA for giving student opportunities. Hello? Is this the same issue? You'd never know it, would you? So the story goes on to say anti-transgender activist Riley Gaines led a protest outside the NCAA convention last Thursday denouncing the college sports organization for working to allow transgender students to participate in school sports. A hate group lawyer even promised to sue the NCAA for allowing transgender students an opportunity to participate in schools. You see how they spin that stuff and they twist that stuff, because the uneducated people who will not take the time to really do a little research, to find out what's going on, we'll use these buzzwords, we'll use these phrases, we'll believe these phrases. And when somebody mentions what's going on, go, oh yeah, I heard that hate group and that leader of the hate group was out there. Yeah, that's what you're going to hear. Right? So, she goes on to say, today we intend to personally tell the NCAA to stop discriminating against female athletes. That's exactly what they're doing. By handing them a petition that we have garnered over 10,000 signatures in just a couple of days. A former swimmer, she is a former swimmer, for the University of Kentucky, Gaines is a rising star on the right, telling her, now this is a left-leaning publication, so you got to get those little words in there. See if they use MAGA at some point in time, right? Former swimmer for the University of Kentucky. And she's a rising star on the right, telling her story of tying for fifth place at University of Pennsylvania's Leah Thomas, which she has described as heartbreaking and somber. Now, Leah Thomas, when Leah identified as a male, as he was born, couldn't win a race if the other person didn't show up. couldn't win in the male in the male world. And that's what you see with a lot of these. They don't, you know, which ones have moved over in sports that were number one in their sports? Which ones have moved over that really sent a chill up the spine of the other athletes participating? Doesn't happen. They make the change because they're losing. Now, look, I'm not going to say that in every case. I can't. But don't you find a common thread kind of interesting? Right? Now, it's one thing. The writer writes, oh, she doesn't talk about much about losing to four cisgender women. No. This shows you how dull these people are. Because it's a competition. We know that going in. It's a competition. And the thing behind it, frankly and honestly, they know going into this that they're competing against other women. Same body structure, same muscle makeup, same body strength, same strengths, same weaknesses. And then it boils down to who has been working harder. You can't work harder against a male in some of these sports. They have the advantage, period. End of discussion. So she's not going to talk about losing to other women. That's fair. The NCAA has allowed transgender student-athletes to participate in college and university sports since 2010. Last year, the policy was updated and the organization decided to take a sport-by-sport approach. That's what the Olympics do. We want to have an environment that's fair, welcoming, inclusive for all of the athletes. That's according to Robin Harris, an Ivy League executive director. The NCAA session this week is all, did you hear what I said? The sessions this week are all on transgender students. Just amazing. Okay, when we come back, Texas A&M Medical School, they are bragging about removing photos of white male alumni. I hope the money stops rolling in. Joe's your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then, we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We're back. Hopefully you are too. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. MyPillow.com. Head up to MyPillow.com where you can... You know, buy pillows, pillowcases, sheets, mattress covers, blanket, all kinds of stuff there. Like I told you before, we have the sheets, we have the towels, we have all kinds of stuff from them. And I don't think there's anything we've been unhappy with. I've even got their slippers. Real happy with those as well. You know, so head up there, use promo code Joe on the way out. I mean, some of you go, oh my God, look how much they cost. Look it. You get in there, put them in a cart, put promo code Joe in there, and watch how much you save, anywhere from 30 to 70%. And you guys, do you know what's coming up? I mean, I may just save your life here, okay? The Valentine's Day is coming up for you men listening. All right? You still got time to buy this stuff. Get it there in time. You get almost 70% off. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe, you'll get almost 70% off. I'm telling you, she'll love the towels. Though it's kind of hard. You got to kind of look at the towel color. Don't be an idiot. So you don't have to send them back. All right, robes, all kinds of stuff. Doggy bed. He could just go there. MyPillow.com. MyPillow. I'm going to get myself in trouble in a minute. MyPillow.com. Head over there. Promo code Joe. Save a boatload of money. I'm telling you, you'll make her very happy. All right, we're talking about the young lady who's suing the NCAA for their transgender policies. And I've been saying this for a long time. You see it happen more and more and more, where these girls have been beating their brains out all their life to be the best swimmer, the best runner, the best volleyball player, whatever. But they use that partially. They're banking on that for scholarships so they can go to those colleges. Some of them love the sport that they're in. Daddy and mommy beat their brains out to make sure that she or he, depending on the sport, got there when they were supposed to get there on a regular basis. I know some of these moms that were up at 4 o'clock in the morning making sure their kids were ready to go, get them to a practice, and then get them to school for the love of their children. All right? And now what's going to happen is after all these years of beating their brains out, for all intents and purposes, a man is going to step into the room or step into the sport and beat you. And all the left says is that the girls are... You ready for this one? The girls are mad that they can't win these now that the other transgender people are doing. Well, look at, if that's the case, if you really believe that that's true, then let us create a third category. Let transgenders compete against transgenders. What do you think? Anybody on board with me on this? That's what I think should happen. Let them duke it out with each other. I think it's a great idea. And then that way there you have male, you have female, and other. She goes on to say, today we intend to personally tell the NCAA to stop discriminating against female athletes. They got 10,000 signatures in a matter of a couple of days, which is unheard of. At least they have decided to do a case-by-case, sport-by-sport. It's not going to change their minds. They're going to make people happy or try to make the loud people happy. You need to be louder. You need to get louder. The NCAA director said that the trans athletes, they're playing by the rules. Well, the rules don't work. They are wrong. Now, what's really funny, though, is that with some of you who joined late, I was talking about how interesting it was how the titles changed depending on whether it's a right-wing site, left-wing site, that kind of thing. And all through this article, they're talking about, you know, the anti-transgender group. Right? In other words, the haters. They go on to say that this group, the anti-LGBTQ plus hate group, is represented by a lawyer or a law group that also is anti-LGBTQ, Alliance Defending Freedom. Everything they don't agree with is a hate group. Everything they don't agree with is hateful. She explained that allowing transgender student-athletes would, in her opinion, violate Title IX, the federal law that bans discrimination on the basis of sex in education, the same law President Joe Biden cited in prohibiting anti-transgender discrimination in sports 2 years ago. Since it's impossible to ban some women from school sports based on their sex assignment at birth without discriminating on the basis of sex. Their sex assignment at birth. What do you want to call these people? I mean, I don't know what that... What? You know, the V's go over here. The P's go over here. I mean, what do you do? How are you going to separate them? Because you have to. From an anatomical level, from a biological level, there is a difference. Sex is not assigned at birth. Sex is actually assigned the minute of conception. Yes, that's science. You know, it's funny. In that, we've talked about this before. I know I'm getting tired of myself saying it too, but think about this. They want you to follow science, or they want to shame you, tell you, you're not pushing science when it doesn't follow their narrative. They never back it up with proof. I mean, You realize there's a gabillion cells in your body, and every one of them, if you're a male, has a male marker. If you're a female, has a female marker. And in very few cases, small percentage of cases, sometimes there's a mix-up or there's a, you know what, for all intents and purposes, you have defective DNA in essence. And you've got both chromosomes. It's a medical problem. You know, I was thinking about this today as I'm going through some of these stories. Thinking to myself, yeah, I'm going to say it and freak out some people. The good old days. When you walked around thinking that you were a cat. When you start crapping in your cats and peeing in your cat's box at home. Your parents got you help. They actually took you to a doctor and got you some medical care. Now we're all into, because all these parents who are into my Johnny's the best thing since sliced bread, now we have to affirm you. We have to affirm your craziness. Whether you're male and think you're a female, female think you're a male, female think you're a cat or a dog, and don't laugh because they're out there. Look them up. And you know what's really funny about this? It's something I'm going to get into it big time. These groups that call us transphobic, they're now getting, you know, you're seeing detransitioning start to skyrocket. These young ladies who weren't told the truth about what happens. Now you're seeing them detransition. And they're calling them phobic now. So you either get in line, you follow lockstep, or you'll be tortured. You'll be verbally abused. You know, again, it's verbal assault for them. Just ask them. Crazy. Just crazy. This is never going to stop. Anyway, you know what? They should go after a Title IX complaint. Really, look, the law stands as it stands. It was passed. It was signed off on. Use it against them. Start using the law the way they used the law. Really. I am so tired of this. You need to start, it's what I've always said. We play by the Marcus of Queensbury rules. What do they play by? They're doing guerrilla warfare. When do you fix it? When do you go after them? When do you make sure that you get to play the same way they do? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Again, as I always say, it's the only way we win. And if you've got a young daughter, if you're listening now and you've got a young daughter, and you're kind of beside yourself, you don't know what to do. And frankly, I don't blame you. But you don't know what to do. You got to help her. I don't know how you help her. I mean, I don't pretend to have all the answers for you. But you got to help her. You can't allow this to go on. You can't allow them to do this to her when she has spent her whole life, right, trying to be something. And you know what I mean by that. I don't mean that she's not anything now. But when I say trying to be something, she wants to be that athlete. She wants to be that person. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. As I always say, be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. Come back. Brad Dacus is going to be with us at the top of the hour. You know, Brad is the founder of Civic Justice Institute. Maybe some of these things were run by him. From a legal standpoint, what kind of chance are these going to have in front of the Supreme Court? Now, I will warn you, he's a bigger optimist than I am. Seriously. All right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tell your friends, loved ones, unloved ones about the show. Head over to JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. Sign up for the email blast. Sign up for something. Back in a few minutes.